Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's is a special Mass, as it is this very special Great Week called Holy Week. And of course, it's the last of our Masses together before the Easter vacation, even though we'll all be here in our places for the three special days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. It's a long Mass, such as we had on Palm Sunday. And during this long Mass, the bishop and two of the fathers will be chanting the Passion, the story of our Lord's suffering and his death, as was written by St. Mark. St. Mark was not an apostle. He was a disciple. He's a saint who's right there. He's got the lion. And we have his feast day right after we come back from our Easter vacation this year. St. Mark was St. Peter's evangelist. In other words, St. Peter filled St. Mark in on everything that he heard and saw and that he remembered. He tells the story of the Passion. Now, it's a long, long Passion, and you can offer up, just try to stand quietly just as well as you possibly can. And you older ones, of course, you'll have your prayer book to be able to read. And one thought for us to keep in mind during the long Passion today is that it's sort of the story is the opposite. That's often the case, isn't it? It's the opposite of what we tend to do when we're children. And some people never grow out of it even as adults. What do we tend to do as children? Did you do this? And we say right away without even thinking, reflexively, I didn't do it. Someone else did it. In other words, we don't like to take the blame. Very few are the people who would say, excuse me, but I think I should tell you that I broke this, or I did this, or yes, I'm the one that said that. We always say, not me, not I. It was somebody else. The opposite is inspired by the Holy Ghost. In today's long Passion, according to St. Mark, the other evangelists didn't want to write so much about how St. Peter had betrayed our Lord, how he cursed and swore and said he didn't know our Lord even. But St. Peter, when he had St. Mark writing down the story as he remembered it, St. Peter insisted that it should all go in. Because the scripture says the just man is his own accuser. He turns himself in. He blames himself. And so he takes the blame for the fault and the sin that he had committed out of human weakness. And so that should make it a little bit easier for us, not just in Holy Week or when we're children, but our whole life long, that it's not the end of the world to say, I did it. I'm sorry. And then we can get forgiven. And then we can move right along. And that's exactly how our Lord wants us to be, because that keeps us truthful and it keeps us humble. As a matter of fact, remember, St. Mark was so inspired by what St. Peter admitted that he had done that he puts into the gospel story the rather embarrassing tale of what happened to St. Mark. You older ones will remember that St. Mark's family were well-to-do and they owned a farm that adjoined the Garden of Gethsemane. And that's where our Lord would go to pray, and that's where he had his agony in the garden. The Garden of Gethsemane was where our Lord was arrested by the temple police and soldiers and Judas, the traitor who betrayed him, on Holy Thursday after the agony and the prayer were over. Well, St. Mark was just a young man. He was in bed. It was already late at night. He just had his pajamas on and he was in bed. And it was rather warm, because in the Holy Land by this time of the year it is rather warm, unlike today. And then he hears a noise that wakes him up. He sees lights in the distance, a big crowd. And as anybody would, if you had an open window, I mean, at your disposition, he decided he would crawl out the window and secretly sneak up to the scene and see what was going on. Well, he saw that Judas was betraying our Lord. He saw everything that was happening from the bushes. And then one of the soldiers saw him, and he thought, aha, that's a follower of Jesus Christ. I think I'll just arrest him too for good measure. And he reaches to grab him, and the boy runs away. But he runs away naked, because the soldier grabbed him by his pajamas, and they were pretty flimsy, and he was left just holding his pajamas, and Mark ran away with nothing on, back home as fast as he possibly could. That would have been his chance to suffer with our Lord, but he was afraid, and he was a coward. Never mind, the Holy Ghost comes at Pentecost and makes all of us to be strong and brave, to admit our sins and faults, and to stand up for Jesus Christ. Well, there's a good thought that you can keep in mind as you try to stand the best you may during the long story of our Lord's Passion. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.